You are listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
My name is Rob Hardy, and I am currently the Northfield Poet Laureate. So in downtown Northfield, there are QR codes in front of various landmarks and on Bridge Square and near the river. If you scan those QR codes with your smartphone, you are brought to a little theme song or jingle to go with that location, written by Lewis Epstein and Dan Grohl, Lewis and Dan and the Invisible Band. They're sort of maybe a little bit like They Might Be Giants. The songs have really clever, quirky lyrics and funny rhymes, and they mix in historical and other information about the landmark or about the town of Northfield. The one about Bridge Square says, "This Bridge Square is a trapezoid," which that kind of gets stuck in my head. And every time I go downtown, I think, this isn't really a square, it's a trapezoid. If you're in downtown Northfield and you have your cell phone with you, you can scan these codes and become part of the interactive musical that is downtown Northfield.
My name is Archie Barbier. I live in St. Paul, Minnesota. My pronouns are he, him. And I am a huge music lover. One of my favorite artists right now, they go by Harry Firebomb on all social media, SoundCloud, all of that. They are a DJ here based in Minneapolis, and they are someone that's going to get the party started no matter where you are, taking in all decades of music, binding them together so we all can vibe. I think for me, Harry Firebomb blending in the history of all different types of house music, as well as their love for creating a black, queer, safe environment within their music and within all of their performances. Plus, when you go onto their Instagram, you get a wonderful history music lesson as well, just amazing combo. I was introduced to their music during the pandemic because they were actually streaming live on Twitch. And so weekly and then sporadic shows here and there, we got to jam out via Twitch, vibing with all the tunes, watching the live chat. It was just really fun. They have a show coming up here on July 30th at the Fine Line at 9 p.m. The two best things about it, it's only $10 and it's actually 18 plus. So everybody's welcome to come on and enjoy the show.
My name is Jennifer Eckes, and I live in St. Paul, Minnesota, and I am the current president of the Twin Cities Cabaret Artist Network, and I'm a professional vocalist. Katya Cardenas is a vibrant singer. She has been off for a while because she had a vocal injury 3 years ago, and so she's making a comeback, and that's what's really exciting about this coming up performance for her. She is a jazz and R&B singer. She always infuses everything she does with a little bit of pop styling, and she has worked really, really hard at becoming one of the up-and-coming jazz vocalists in the Twin Cities. Katya also spent time during the pandemic, besides just working on her, getting her vocal strength back, she spent some time songwriting. She did a 30-day songwriting challenge and wrote some originals every day for 30 days, and is going to be performing a couple of those. So I'm very excited to hear some of her originals along with all of the, you know, standards that she does and the arrangements that she's done. So she's making her comeback concert debut back at the Granada Theater, which is in Uptown Minneapolis on Hennepin Avenue. It's an old movie theater, 100-year-old movie theater that they've renovated to make this really cool music venue. So she's going to be there on Friday, July 30th. The show is at 8 p.m.
Oh, treated.